Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. Today we're going to talk about joy. The Bible says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." Have you noticed that when we complain or gripe about something, we are usually not very joyful? I've noticed that when I am singing, I am joyful. The Bible says in Psalms 30, verse 5, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 11, "These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy may be full." I think we equate joy to a vibrant exuberance that just bubbles over, and we are laughing and carrying on at all times. If that is the case, I fall very short. There are times when it is not my joy, but the joy of the Lord that carries me through. The joy of knowing that the deserved punishment for my sins was paid for me and that I have an eternal life. If we are truthful with one another, we would say that any time we do not receive the justice we deserve, we feel just a little more fortunate at that moment. I was talking with my Papa, for that I'm referring Papa God, as I do all the time, and he asked me if I was glad that Jesus died for me. I said, "Yes, Lord." He then continued to prod a little deeper, as only he can. "Are you glad that Jesus was born as a little baby and he grew into manhood for the one sole purpose to be crucified for you? Does this make you glad?" By now I was starting to feel a bit guilty and ashamed that sin had caused God to send his only son. I thought about the joy in knowing that my sins are forgiven and the freedom it brings to me at all moments of my life, and I'm glad that I was afforded the opportunity to receive that precious gift from God. I saw the movie The Passion of the Christ, and it doesn't compare to the horrendousness of what he endured and suffered for you and I. You know all the awful things that you have endured in your life? Every single tear you've shed? The abuse, the pain, the shame, the rejection, the criticism and betrayal? Every bit of everything you have experienced in your life, he has experienced that. And even more than you'll ever know. When Mary kissed his little face, she had no clue to what extent he would bear the sins of the world on his shoulders. She didn't know that the little child that she held in her arms would one day have his beard ripped out, the beautiful little body would bear the lashes and scorn of the hate and anger, that the soft skin would be ripped from his bones, that he would bleed till there was no more blood left in his body, and yet that he would say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Luke 23:34. So, Buffy, are you glad? Does this give you joy? As tears streamed down my face and my heart was in turmoil at the confusion that my mind was experiencing then, at the very thought of my Jesus suffering for me, the love I have for him, and the definitions that I have had of what joy and gladness mean, I was torn in two as I wept for the suffering my Lord went through, and the joy of the knowledge that someone else took my place and that I would not receive what I deserved. I said, "Yes, Lord. I am glad. I am joyful." As I felt his smile upon me, I was truly joyful that I have accepted this wonderful free gift of salvation and that my Lord Jesus Christ did not die in vain. I didn't reject him when he came knocking on my heart's door. What about you? Are you glad? Are you joyful? He was born for one reason, one purpose. For you. If you do not know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, pray with me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and the penalty for sin is death. You took that punishment for me. You, the Son of God, did that for me. I am so sorry you had to suffer and die to take my place, but I am so glad you did. Come into my heart. Cleanse me and forgive me of all my sins. I give you all of it, all the mess. Be my Savior and Lord of my life from this day forward. Amen. Well, that's all the time we have. Why don't you drop me an email at buffy@swordradio.com. If you've prayed that prayer with me, contact me via email or send me a postcard to P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri 65801. Go to www.declaretheword.com for more teachings and helps. Until next time.